Welcome back to Hard Facts with Sandra Ezequisli.
One year after NSARS, what has changed? Yesterday's big hard fact. 1 year and 1 day ago, NSARS protesters were shot at the Lekki toll gate. And it began like this.
I beg, make you don't spy this place so that they're not going to knock you something. The rest, they say, is history. A lot has happened in these 366 days. There's been a lot of motion. But has there been movement? That's what we're going to look at for the rest of the hour. We'll look at different aspects of the NSARS conversation. We'll see how much progress has been made. We'll look at the issue that started it all, police brutality. Then we'll look at the demonstrator demands that government agreed to a year ago. How far? Then we'll look at justice for killed protesters. How far? Then we'll look at those businesses whose property were destroyed by thugs after government ended the protests. How far? Because it was today, last year, that a lot of rampage occurred in Lagos. Properties were burned. ShopRite is still closed. 1 year later, the one in Osapa, Lekki. And then we'll also look at the policemen who were lost the very next day as well. You know, today, last year. Because like I said, 1 year and 1 day ago, NSAS protesters were shot at the Lekki toll gate. And the very next day, the 21st of October 2020, Lagos burned. So let's start with NSAS itself. Let's start with 1 year after NSAS. Has the police solved its brutality problem? Some people may point to what happened at the toll gate yesterday and they'll say, there's your answer. I wonder if you're one of them. If you're watching our live stream at the moment, we're showing you some of what happened yesterday at the Lekki toll. If you were not here during the Big Three, there's this particular incident that occurred with this man who is an Uber driver. And, you know, he was driving by. Somehow he couldn't find his vehicle anymore. And the police and the Lagos State Neighborhood Corps, you know, met him, found him. And this is what transpired next. So that's an Uber driver. An activist was also granted an interview to media men, and this happened.
And I told the Nigerian government that they are underpaid, the police are underpaid, and that in time will come, we're going to overwhelm the police, and we'll certainly overwhelm the police. And we are sure that the police have not meant their mercy.
Why do you want to overwhelm them?
Because we see that there's so much injustice in Nigeria. They have not been justice in Nigeria. Look at them, look at their rotten again, look at their rotten.
Anyway, yesterday we saw the Lagos State Commissioner of Police apologize for his officer's conduct. I think that apology makes it clear that even the police command acknowledges that the officer's conduct was a problem. We saw officers tear gas peaceful protesters. If you're watching our live stream, we're showing you that. We heard them ask demonstrators whether it was their parlor. Peaceful demonstrators, you know, we had them ask whether it was their parlor. Basically, those officers did not even seem to be aware that Nigerians have a right to be in a public space without their permission. You know, we saw them attack journalists.
Like, we can't just bring it out. Nothing has happened.
In that video, they're trying to seize the drone of the journalists at Arise TV. And all of this happening on a day that they knew that the whole world was watching. Which makes a lot of people ask, what do these police officers do when there are no cameras? Is that a fair assessment? Do you think yesterday's performance can be taken as proof that 1 year later the police have not improved their approach towards the use of force and citizens' rights? And if that's the case, why? Why hasn't there been an improvement? Last year here on Hard Facts, we had a whole series on police reform. We talked about the need to retrain serving officers, the need to change the hiring process, the need to increase the resources of independent bodies like the Police Service Commission to monitor the police. Now, none of that has been done, even though we had the House of Reps at the time talk about doing the things that we talked about on this show. What I want to ask you is if you can point to anything the government or the police force has done in the last 1 year that should have led to better policing today. But beyond policy, let's bring this home. In your encounters with the police in the past year, in your personal encounter with the police in the past year, or in the stories that you have heard, has brutality reduced? Has it increased? Has it remained the same? Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. We've got WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. When we take maybe three calls, we're going to try and limit each call to 60 seconds because I want to hear from as many people as possible. So you get 60 seconds. We'll take three calls, then we'll talk about 5 for 5. That's what a lot of people called the NSAR's demands last year, 5 for 5. Let's talk to Kenneth in Festac. Kenneth, you've got 60 seconds.
Hello?
Hi, Kenneth. Welcome. You've got 60 seconds.
Okay, Sunday. Good day. How are you today?
I'm very well. You have 60 seconds.
Okay, I think we the hearing drivers, I think we are in the best position there to see to state how far, that means how we've been... Mahando on the road by the policemen. Last month I was with a rider. There were two, so they requested me for Lagos Airlines. So on our way to the
Kenneth. Oh, unfortunately, we've lost the connection to Kenneth. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Amal Usman.
Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
I watched the video yesterday. It was most embarrassing. It looked like all people have been saying, all the complaints that have been going on has made no difference, not even little, no difference to the police. One would have thought with all that was being said, you know, prior to the 20th, on air, on how the police had been employed and had been told categorically that the citizenry, they have the right to protest peacefully. These police people behaved as if they came from space. And they were so unruly. So unruly. It's a shame. I candidly do not... Even when people keep giving excuses about the fact that they are not being well taken care of and that giving reasons for their behavior, I think it's far from it. The police needs to be totally overhauled. Everybody removed and let a new set of people come in.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Yes, my name is Thaddeus from Apapa.
Good to have you on the show. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, you see the brutality. In fact, it's quite unfortunate because looking at the situation yesterday, the event that occurred, it seems that there is no reform in the system. And the issue is from the IG, the DIG, the Commissioner of the Police. They are all at fault. Because the officers, They take decisions from them. They take order from them. Those guys, they can't just on their own take decision and begin to act. So the fault is from the IG.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Remember, we're giving everyone 60 seconds to make their point so we can take as many thoughts as possible. It's a long conversation. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Anonymous.
Anonymous, welcome.
It's the same time as the previous. Are you
what did you say? It's 10 times worse than last year?
Double,
okay.
Now, what they are doing before.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, thank you very much for calling. Now let's talk about 545. That's what many people called the NSAR's demands last year. The government agreed at the time to meet those five demands. In fact, government supporters got angry with the protesters for staying on the streets even after government agreed to those demands. Yeah, and it's been a year, you know, so enough time has passed for us to look at all five demands, right? And assess how well government has kept its promise to meet them, right? So, demand number one, the immediate release of all protesters. Now, that one is an easy demand to meet. Just call every police station and tell them to release every NSAS protester. I mean, that should have been wrapped up by November last year, right? I mean, even before October 20th, that should have happened, right? Wrong. According to NSAS, during the protests, you had various groups of lawyers that volunteered to help get demonstrators out of custody. And they say that till today, some of them are still behind bars. Till today, 1 year later. Demand number two, justice for all deceased victims of police brutality and appropriate compensation for their families. That was part of why the NSAS panels were set up in different states. And we've seen those panels give compensation to some victims. For example, the Lagos panel has given 128 million naira to a total of 24 victims. So that's compensation, right? But the other half of the demand is justice. Justice here means punishment for the police officers responsible. And when you speak to the victims, the general consensus is there's been enough of that. There hasn't been enough of justice. And if you listen to Inspector Ido, who sent us a message on WhatsApp during the Big Three, well, if you've been compensated, why do you still need the police officers to be punished? That was what he sent to us on WhatsApp. Those are not my words. Those are his words. So that's demand number two. Demand number three, setting up an independent body to oversee the investigation and prosecution of all reports of police misconduct within 10 days. Now, this goes back to the panels that we've already talked about. So clearly, this particular demand was met. Then demand number four, psychological evaluation and psychological evaluation of all disbanded SARS officers before they can be redeployed. Now, on this particular one, the Inspector General ordered the evaluation, but there's no confirmation about whether it ever happened. I remember last year, the police commissioner said, yes, that they are currently being debriefed, that they were currently being debriefed. Former SARS officers were currently being debriefed at the various stations in Lagos. He said so at the time during the protests, but there's no way to confirm one way or the other if that ever happened. The police also has never disclosed how many SARS officers there were, how many of them underwent evaluation, how many passed, how many failed, where were they redeployed to. We've never gotten that information from the police. But that was demand number four. Then demand number five, increase police salary so that they are adequately compensated for protecting lives and property of citizens. This one has not happened yet. Well, we have police officers listening to the show, so if it has happened and you're a police officer, please let us know. Hopefully we hear from Inspector Idowu again. So that's the state of the five demands. Now I want you to tell me if you believe they were met. Or if the government, in your opinion, has made a serious effort to meet them or not. So they've not been met, but there's a serious effort to meet them. I don't know. You tell me. You can also keep talking about whether or not police brutality has gone down in the last year or increased or stayed the same. We've got about 2 minutes right? So we can take two calls, 60 seconds each, before we take this break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, by the way, on social media. Sandra Ezekwesili everywhere. If you just tuned into the show, let's talk. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, hi, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
I would really, really like to say it's not just day changing. The height of illiteracy in Nigerian police, the height, I'm not just talking about you being able to read and write. You being able to read and understand what you're reading, it's something else. Nigerian police is just, first, have there been changes? No. In fact, it is worse. You said a leopard has a stripe on his clothes. You shaved up his hair and said, okay, he's having a new look. No. It's not. It's even worse. They just had a change of clothes. I was at Lekki yesterday, and I saw the way a man and those guys were trooping in their heels. I immediately told myself, I said, oh my God, another 2020, now 21, is about to happen. You know, it was mad when I saw those guys wearing black and black, sitting in the back of heels with their AK-47 as if they are going to a war zone.
Let's leave it at that. Thank you very much for calling us. Sylvester, you're going to have to give us a call back because we're about to take a break. But yes, we'll keep taking a look at NSAR's 1 year after. What has changed? This is Nigeria Info 99.3. I am Sandra Ezekwesili.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 5:39 right now, Lagos, and you and I are talking about NSAR's 1 year after. What has changed? We started with, police conduct itself, right? We started with police brutality, which is what the NSAR's protests were about. Has that changed? Has it improved? Has it gotten worse? Has it stayed the same? Then we moved on to the demands of the NSAR's protesters. Five of them, psychological evaluation of all disbanded SARS officers before they can be redeployed, increased police salaries so that they are adequately compensated for, you know, doing their jobs, setting up an independent body to oversee the investigation and prosecution of all reports of police misconduct within 10 days, justice for all disease victims of police brutality and appropriate compensation for their families, immediate release of all protesters. Those were the demands of the protesters. 5 for 5. Have those demands been met, in your opinion? Has the government made a serious effort to meet those demands or not? Now, let's talk about the people who died during the demonstrations. People were killed. Chimoy Siak was a bystander. He wasn't even a protester. And he was killed by a police bullet. You had those demonstrators who were killed at Surulere. You had those who were killed in Ebutemeta, in Mushing, in Yaba, in Ikeja. You have those who were killed at the toll gate. You had those who were killed in Obibo. You had those who were killed in a lot of places in Nigeria. Also Abuja. Has there been justice for the dead? Do you think that there's been a serious effort by government at all levels, local, state, federal, to get justice for the dead? That includes the police officers who were killed. Now, the Lekki tollgate shooting specifically, which happened the day before the attack on policemen, the government said it was waiting for the official report from the Lagos and SARS panel. The panel has ended its hearings this week, but we're still waiting for the official report of the panel. So as it stands today, nobody can say for sure what comes next. Will the panel make an accusation against specific people or agencies for the tollgate shooting? If that happens, will the government decide to prosecute? We have to wait and see. But like I said, there were other deaths. For example, the police were caught on camera killing protesters in different parts of Lagos. Governor Sanwo-Olu swore that there would be justice when he was talking about the killings in Surulere. Has there been? At the time, I remember we reported orderly room trials. We also reported at the time that some of the police officers have been dismissed and they would be going to court. Those were some of the reports we covered at that time. One of them ended up in court, if I remember correctly. But do you think that there's been a will to provide justice for NSAS demonstrators? We'll talk about the businesses as well. 1 year later, the businesses that thugs attacked after the protests ended on the 20th. But talk to me, Lagos. You've got 60 seconds for each person. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp, 080-959-75805. There's Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. There's YouTube, Nigeria Info FM 99.3. Hello. Hello? Okay, looks like we have no one there. Let's talk to Bayo. Hi, Bayo. Bayo's in Egbeda. Welcome to the show.
Good evening.
Good evening, Bayo.
Yes, long time. Good evening.
You've got 60 seconds.
I'm glad to be here. Yeah. To be honest, nothing has been done, really.
Okay.
Of course, and it's quite sad that after 365 days, you know, yet the desire change that gave birth to this NSAS protest has ever brought out any meaningful. Up until now, people are still being, you know, brutalized. People are still being intimidated. And even such, you can see yesterday as well. And so, I mean, police are still using their money to buy uniform and their kits. And they are still using their money to buy mattresses and all that, even in their barracks. So people working under this kind of condition, you can't expect them also, I mean, you know, to work maximumly, to work with the right frame of the mind. But it's so sad that even these same police that, I mean, the protest really buzz on about, people actually know that the protest is because of them. And yet they are still being used against the one that's trying to be like a voice to them. It's quite sad. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, Bayo, for calling and keeping that comment under 60 seconds. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Ezekiel from Bestack.
Ezekiel, welcome.
Okay. You know, NSAS, we haven't learned anything from NSAS.
Okay.
From the youth and the bullies.
Okay.
The youth ought to be more organized. It's not about protest again, because it's becoming obvious that protest is prohibited under this government. So it's time to organize and change our orientation towards people who are electing into position of leadership. They are not more than us. If we don't retire them, they won't get tired. You understand? And you can't retire them if you are not out to vote and change narrative that will bring better and proper election. We can't have great grandfathers as our leaders in the 21st century. It doesn't happen anywhere. You understand? We have to take the country by keen involvement in politics. Not when they select their decision, they throw it on all of us and we'll go and queue behind them and start voting. We can take more of these and populate them and get it strong is the king kingdom that make the king, and not the king that make the kingdom.
All right. Thank you, Ezekiel, for calling. ShopRite in Jakande is still in ruins. 1 year later, some other businesses have been able to rebuild. During the NSAS protests, we watched thugs get bolder and bolder. First, they attacked the demonstrators themselves repeatedly. I always remind you here on Hard Facts, you know, I interviewed protesters who were attacked near Alausa by thugs. Do you remember when we did that interview last year during the protests? The protesters insisted that the police were right there, but refused to do anything, you know, refused to rescue them. We also saw pictures and videos that seemed to confirm that. We saw it happen here in Lagos. We saw it happen in Abuja. We saw men in SUVs paying men armed with cutlasses, clubs and guns to attack protesters carrying placards. We saw them in those SUVs, Prado SUVs, driving them to different parts of Abuja, dropping them off to attack protesters and picking them back up and carrying them to another location. We saw car dealers in Abuja have their entire stock burned by these thugs. Little by little, those groups got bolder till we started seeing them attacking police and other security agencies. October 20th was the last day that NSAS demonstrators came out. After the shooting at Lekki toll gate, NSAS protesters went home all over the country. That was the day that Governor Sanwo-Olu declared the curfew. That night, demonstrators were shot at the toll gate and ran away. By the next day, we started seeing wanton destruction. Ibushiri High Court was burned down. BRTs were destroyed. ShopRite, like I mentioned. Spa in Ekati as well. But they're up and running again. Many banks, many businesses. The toll gate itself. By the way, at the panel, we saw footage that showed that the toll gate was burned down after the gunmen had chased the protesters away. But regardless of who was responsible, there are two questions. Have the business owners been properly compensated? And has the government done its job to investigate the crimes, bring the perpetrators to justice? 1 year later, has the government caught the bad guys? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp messages that I'll be taking a look at in a bit. But let's take maybe two calls, three calls, 60 seconds each, and then move on to social media. Dan Baba is at Burger. Hi, Dan Baba, welcome.
Good evening, madam. Here's a question.
Good evening. You've got 60 seconds.
You see, you ask question if anything has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing changed.
Okay.
And the reason why you see that nothing changed is because the police itself are not better than, are the same with the people who are meant to change them.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. The average Nigerian police are physically, mentally, morally, academically, and financially poor.
Okay.
So that is why I argue when people say, oh, they're not financially buoyant, that is why they act the way they act.
Hmm.
Somebody who is not mentally okay, even if you give him or her 10 billion, you still misbehave. So what are they doing about all these things? Educate the police, take care of their mental health, do other things for them, then play them well.
All right. Thanks for calling us, Dan Baba. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Hello, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, I'm Benjamin. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome, Benjamin.
Yeah, Sandra, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello, Sandra.
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
All right, then. I'm going to have to move on. 99.3, hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Yes, how are you?
My name is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, welcome. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Sandra, I want to say thank you so much. You're doing a very good job. You see, Nigeria is very, very funny. All I can just say, Nigeria is a very funny country. But, you know, the Bible says, if the righteous, you know, they can't blame them because of what is really happening, because it's from the top. You understand what I'm talking about? It's from the top. So we can't really blame anybody. We can just leave it the way it is. But we know that definitely, we'll definitely get the roots.
Oh, well, thank you very much for calling us. Let's take a look at messages via WhatsApp. Now, WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. And, of course, you can leave us messages via Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. And there's also YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. We're streaming live on those different platforms. All right, the WhatsApp messages are still loading. So let's take a look at messages here. Also, Francis Namani from Amagunze in Enugu State says that Lai Mohammed should start telling Nigerians the truth, and SARS is a wake-up call for Nigerian politicians. Okay. Dina Temitayo says, is there anything whatsoever that we can point to that this government has done well? They will promise and fail. No one can hold them accountable. I am tired. Please don't be tired, though. Andrew, don't check out, though. All right, we'll take a break. Lagos, when we come back, we'll take your messages that are coming in via WhatsApp. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili.
Here we are on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We've got this message here. I don't think all these policemen know that the protesters are fighting for them, because if they do, they won't be attacking them. All right. Sandra, 1 year after, nothing has changed. Ikechi Okorafo on WhatsApp says, there should be total overhaul in the Nigeria police force. The various recommendations and white papers on police reform should be implemented if we are to have a police force that the country should be proud of. All right. Nothing like justice in Nigeria. Romeo from Awoyeya says, we still have the Minister for Information denying it. Well, I guess, I mean, he would say that there's no proof yet, even though we've had different family members of different people who allegedly died at the toll coming forward to say that their family members did in fact die at the toll. CNN recently, as recently as yesterday, released a video of an old woman who was mourning her son. She claims her son died in her arms at the toll. She claims she went there that night to pick him that night. She claims she saw the body of a child there at the toll on the night that she went to pick up her son. She claims that she had to bury her son the very next day. She showed CNN the grave where her son was buried. Of course, she didn't reveal her face because she was very worried about the repercussions of doing that. It's available. It aired on CNN last night. It's also available online if you want to check that out. We've got someone who says, Ndumele from AJCT. Emeka Ndumele from AJCT says, what a gory sight yesterday at the toll gate. Cars were impounded by police officers. We've got someone who says, I was crying all alone in the car listening to those clips. The police has forgotten they are human beings too. Nothing has changed, and all we are clamoring for is a better Nigeria. We haven't asked for too much from our rulers. All right, that's a message from Yumi Williams. Yumi, thank you very much for messaging us. Okay, I'm doing my best to sidestep all the landmines here on WhatsApp. Sandra, the police we all complain about is a product of the society. If we have majority of Nigerians as good people, then the police would not be as bad as this. Nigerians are the problem and not the name police. Emmanuel from Ikotun has a point. What do you think? He does. He has a point there. You know, points were made. Do you think points were made? Let me come back to the phone lines and take one final call. 99.3, hello. Hello? Hello? All right. 99.3, hello?
Hello?
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Michael.
Michael, welcome.
Thank you. Madam Sandra, I will say kudos to Nigerian Info for your efforts and everything you guys have been doing all through this period.
It's been a sort of consolation for those of us that don't really have the voice to speak out.
Mm.
Now, we talk about the Nigerian police. It is 1 year now, and for me, I would say the Nigerian police is an abysmal failure. The Nigerian police, when you look at the Nigerian police, it has become so unattractive. And the kind of people that apply to be recruited into the Nigerian police is nothing to write home about. Why is that? Because of the image that has been created about the Nigerian police. Our leaders have refused to do the right thing, and things have continually gone under the carpet. Nobody has said anything about things that have been done, and worse things continue to happen. Now.
Oh, sorry about that. But I figured that was a nice place to end, since we're giving everyone 60 seconds anyway. 60 seconds is so that we can get as many voices as possible onto these shows. But Lagos, that's where we call it a wrap today. Thank you for joining us on the show. Thank you for taking a look back with us here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Coming up is Lagosa. Lagosa is a radio play. It's really good. I recommend you stick around and listen. After that, Ireti Bakary Yusuf will take the air with Lisa Legosian, another favorite of mine. I really, really, really like that program because it gives you a chance to listen to really, sophisticated, savvy Legosians tell you about Lagos before,